Turn the volume up.
I did. The volume's on.
I'm just saying, because you always forget to turn the volume up. That's all.
I didn't forget.
Okay. I don't hear anything.
Because I haven't pushed a button yet.
Okay, just
she
checking.
Says it was such love.
Oh, goodness. Okay, well, welcome to the live show. This is Wednesday's show, and we're going to do it. We decided to do it live with our guests, our in-studio guests, which we will get to momentarily.
Rolling down the freeway with a rag top down. I got a shuffle on the radio with rat face sound. I got two blind squirrels in the morning, two blind squirrels at night. Oh yeah, two blind squirrels in the morning. Radio on demand, it's all right.
On today's show, we have Larry Clough.
Hello.
We have Gracie.
Hey.
And Dan.
Hello.
Oh yeah, and Faith and me.
Hey.
Two blind squirrels in the morning, people radio on demand, it's all right.
So, here we all are. So you get the big tour of Sulphur Springs today.
Yay!
Ooh. Did it take more than 30 minutes?
It took an all afternoon.
It did?
Mm-hmm. Well, we spent some time fishing.
Did you fall
fishing.
Asleep?
Which I caught the first fish, so
yay,
that's the important thing.
Yay for girls.
3 minutes. That was it.
Not even, it wasn't even 3 minutes.
Here's two.
Like a minute.
That's right.
Max.
That's right.
On her second cast.
Yeah.
Thank you. And Larry, you caught a couple of fish.
I caught two fish.
Two fish. One nice bass.
One nice bass, one rather miserable little perch.
Yes.
It counts.
Well, you
it
saw counts. The water, right?
It does count. Dan, how many did you catch there? How are you doing?
None.
But he'd never been fishing before.
Yeah. This was his first time fishing. Taught him how to cast. He did a good job. He was a pro by the end of the day.
Because I'd done it so many times.
But no fish there.
No.
Didn't even get to smell like fish or anything.
Nope.
So sad.
Well, now that your luggage is here, you won't have to worry about smelling like anything.
Yes. Oh, we lost his luggage.
I didn't know we didn't. It was no fault of ours.
Yes. The airline.
The airline lost his luggage.
But they found it.
Mm.
Yes.
And they delivered it to us.
Finally.
Yes, they did.
Mr. Pineapple has arrived.
Yeah.
With both arms.
So first of all, we get to the airport last night,
mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
And they get to the airport eventually. They were like 5 hours late.
I know. And okay. You got dropped off there and left.
I got dropped off
no
and left at the airport with no. Yeah, I was just there. There was nothing. And you know what? You can't get to anything.
No.
You know anymore because they have the security things all hooked up. So you can't get.
You can't go in and eat.
Any interesting thing?
Can't
and
go to
there's
the
no
store.
Food.
No.
So
you could have got on the little tram and ridden around.
I did. I got on the bus.
Yeah,
you can't get on the tram.
Bus.
You get on the bus.
Oh, that's right. The tram's inside. That's
tram's
right.
Inside.
You get on the bus.
So I got on the bus and I went around and everything and I found a vending machine.
Uh-huh.
And it said $1.75 for a drink.
That's
so
not bad.
I paid it because I was thirsty.
That's not good at all. That's not bad.
$1.75 at the airport?
Oh,
well,
that's
at the airport.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So.
Okay.
So I paid it. So all I had was a five. So I put the little five in the machine. And it took my thing, gave me the thing, and then it put out these little coins instead of dollar bills
uh-huh.
as change.
Uh-huh.
Now, if somebody gave you this as change, if somebody owed you a dollar,
uh-huh.
and then they gave you this,
yeah,
then you give it back to them and go, no, I said a dollar.
No, I go to Chuck E. Cheese.
It's got a weird color to it.
It looks like a game token.
Mm-hmm.
It does.
But it's a Monroe. It's a James Monroe dollar.
I thought he was gonna say manure. Yeah.
That's really interesting. Thank
yeah, and
you.
It says, hey, hello, that's my dollar.
I already have one in my pocket from
well,
before.
Well, I was going to show them. They haven't seen it.
I've seen it.
He saw it. He gave it back to me.
Did I say him? I said them. So if you look on the edge, it says, in God we trust. And then E pluribus unum.
I know what that means.
What does that mean?
It means from many comes one.
There you go. There you go.
Ooh, he gets
He's
it.
Not
Ooh.
Even American.
He's not even American.
Neither is E pluribus unum.
I know, but it's our saying.
We googled it last.
It's on our money
because I wanted to find out what it meant. It was everywhere.
I see. All right. So we get we get through that whole mess. They finally get to the airport. I go to my dad's and watch Barney Miller. I call my dad. Like, come
which
get
I can't understand.
Seriously,
why Barney
Miller.
That's all my dad gets. He's got a 72-inch television screen in his living room.
Uh-huh.
He watches Barney Miller in baseball.
And Newhart.
You know, Barney Miller doesn't look good at 72
Your dad
inches.
Doesn't watch baseball.
Yeah, he does.
Since when?
Since ever.
No, he doesn't watch it. He watches Newhart.
And he watches Newhart, Barney Miller,
and baseball.
And
he watches the Game Show Channel.
And the Game Show Channel.
I would watch the Game Show Channel.
You would.
I think it's fabulous.
fabulous.
That's a great idea.
It is. Old game shows, like from when you weren't even
best.
Alive.
Those are the best.
Remember Whammy?
Yeah.
Whammy!
Okay, that hurt. Card sharks and all kinds of stuff. It's just it's
Drew
embarrassing.
Drew Carey is now doing Price is Right.
Yes, right. Drew Carey's doing Price is
no,
Right.
It's not the same.
Look at this. He's in heaven. Dan is all excited.
You should see him with that skinny. They didn't change the mic. You know, it's still that skinny microphone that Bill Barker always held. It's just not right.
It's not
Drew
right.
Drew Carey.
Because Drew Carey's not skinny.
No.
So we get them. So I go back to the airport. I pick everybody up. Or I don't
Barney
pick
Miller.
Them up. I actually get picked up by them, and we had
up by us.
Yeah, because I didn't have
like,
a car.
We're not the mob.
No.
Well, you do come from there.
Yep.
So we rent the car. We had our choice of cars. It's weird how they do this. They leave all the keys in the cars.
I know, isn't that wild?
And they just say, "Go pick yourself one out."
They're awful trustworthy.
Yeah, they are.
Even better than that, we went to the Alamo section.
Yes.
And there are
no
cars. So we go back.
Have your pick.
And they says, "Oh, go to the center Emerald special car aisle. Pick anything." And so I was,
there was a
Gracie, what do you want to drive?
There was a Toyota Tundra, 4-wheel drive. There,
uh-huh.
They voted down that one.
Oh, why?
Because it didn't get very good gas mileage.
Oh, yeah.
And then there was a what was the HR or whatever the HRR? Those, you know, those the like a PT Cruiser but the Chevrolet version.
Oh, those are
big, long weenie car looking things.
You're not a young car.
Looks like a weenie dog.
I'm sorry, but you're not young enough to drive that car.
Thank you. And see, I would be doing
well,
all the driving, so that would
driving.
Be about right.
Sure. Dan, yes. You're young enough, but no.
Woo-hoo.
So Larry said, "No, let's just get the Pontiac." So then we had a Pontiac Grand Prix.
What did you get?
We got the Grand Prix.
Well, no,
I learned to drive in a Grand Prix.
The V6 or the G6? G6.
Yeah, no.
I picked it because it was red. I said I wanted the red car.
But it's cool because it's got a sunroof and everything.
Very good. So then you came home?
Wait, what are you laughing for?
Because you almost cut her hands off.
I didn't almost cut her hands off. She puts her hands through the moonroof and pulls them down real quick like, "I don't trust you." I'm like, it's the slowest machine in the world. It takes like 45 seconds to open and close this thing. She says, "I don't trust you." I'm like, "What do you think? I'm going to close your hand in there while you're driving down the interstate at 70 miles an hour?
That's the problem. I do know you. That's
my problem." So before we even get out of the airport,
mm-hmm.
We can't get out of the airport.
Why?
Because.
Who was giving directions?
Me.
And
you're terrible at it.
He really is.
You're pointing. You're like, "Go here, go there. Oh, where was your exit?" That was it.
And it's dark in the car. She can't even see.
In all fairness, I did offer to drive. So, and I knew where I was going.
But then you wouldn't have gotten here until 4 o'clock in the morning.
But so did I. I offered to drive.
There you go.
The only reasonable choice is
I wouldn't let you drive. A bicycle.
I don't know how to ride a bike either.
For the... What?
What?
One more thing.
Wait a minute. Seriously?
Seriously.
I'm going to teach you to ride a bike while you're here.
No.
Yeah. Helen has training wheels because she hadn't learned yet, so she will give her confidence. You can learn to ride together.
He's crying. Look at him.
I don't understand what you do in New Zealand.
I work inside. Okay?
He works. He has
in a bubble.
I live in a bubble. See, no broken bones, no scars or scratches. I live a safe life.
But you can't have any fun at all.
I watch.
You don't swim.
That's fun.
You watch.
He watches other people eat bugs.
What you guys will do for money never ceases
Not
to amaze
me.
Me.
Not me, man. Mm-mm.
Please don't make me.
We all have our price.
Price? What's your price?
To eat a bug?
Would you eat a bug?
I would eat a bug for money.
No, I wouldn't.
I if
would.
It was enough money.
You'd
eat anything. Are you
I'll give you your dollar if you eat a bug.
Larry needs to go on that show. He'd
what
win.
A deal.
Yeah, he would.
He would win.
Yeah, he would.
Oh, you could do Amazing Race.
Amazing Race.
That's my favorite show. I love Amazing Race.
See, that's what I don't understand.
By New Zealander.
Is Fear Factor quickly became not fighting your fears, just what can you hold down without throwing up?
Yep, that's right.
All right, so where were we? We were trying to get out of the airport. We go past this. I was like, okay, you want to go over there? And she says, don't say over there, say left. I'm like, okay, go left.
Isn't that normal?
Where? Right there that you passed. That exit you just passed. So now we have to go up and around. It takes us back into the airport. Then we have to go back and around and get out of the airport.
It's ridiculous.
So we finally got out of there.
Which way did you go? 30?
No, I took them downtown. Took him downtown, 30.
So he went 30.
Well, 114, 135.
He could have taken you down the nice down, I mean, but he takes you down Slumville.
That's Slumville? Nice.
It was dark. We couldn't tell.
I just wanted to see, I wanted him to see the lights of downtown.
Oh, well, okay. I get that.
Okay. Took him by the castle, the King of Dallas, all that.
Medieval times?
Yeah.
Yeah. They didn't believe me. That was,
y'all have medieval times? Anybody else have medieval times?
Nope.
They have them back home, but I've never been. Too expensive.
I had never been either.
Okay.
Is that it?
That's it.
That's all you got?
Then we got home.
We were hungry. We stopped and got something to eat.
I was trying to get to the Cracker Barrel, but I couldn't get there. And I was afraid to give her any more directions.
So did you eat at the Cracker Barrel?
No, yeah, we ate at Denny's.
Denny's instead.
Oh, yummy.
French Slam. That's my favorite.
What do you mean you were afraid to give me directions?
Because I was like, okay, we got to go over there and there. And I was like,
well, cause you're
if
like,
I was driving, I would have gone, but.
Well, yeah, but you're just like, go there. Go there. And like, you're pointing and it's dark in the car. Oh, you missed it.
It's okay. Did you forget it was what, 1:30 in the morning?
Mm-hmm. Well, I knew I had been up almost 24 hours by that point.
We were at the airport for 9 hours before.
No, this is all about me. Oh.
We're in Texas.
No, then. I'm in Texas now. All right.
You have to share now.
You have to share.
I don't know.
At least
about
till
that.
Sunday.
Okay. So the point of this show is you guys got to see Silver Spring. So what did you think? Y'all talk. I mean, what did you think?
Cool.
It is nice. It's hot. It's not cool. It's hot.
Were you hot today?
Really hot.
When were you hot?
I've been wearing the same clothes for 36 hours.
What does that have to do with being hot?
You're stinky, but why are you hot?
Because it's 100 degrees outside.
It's only 90. It was only 90 today.
It's not raining.
We had a good breeze. We had a nice breeze.
It was a good breeze. It was nice.
That yes, was nice. I'll give you that. But it was a hot breeze. It was.
We went to the we went to one antique store.
The big one?
Yeah. And they didn't seem to be into that too much.
Okay.
They weren't really enjoying that.
Well, we didn't want to buy anything because we couldn't take it anymore.
Were you going to take it back?
So, yeah, this giant antique cabinet, love it. What am I going to do with it? I don't know.
I'm going to ship it home.
So then I said, well, there's you know, everything unique down there. It's kind of a little boutique, but everything's unique. And Gracie said, oh, yeah, I want to check that out. So we went down there. She didn't much care for that.
No, it was okay. It was all right. I was trying to
be
frugal. Yeah, there was a frame in there I liked. Yeah, there was a frame I liked.
Yeah, it's expensive.
But I didn't get it.
It's expensive. And Jennifer,
I'm waiting for tomorrow.
Was Jennifer not there?
Jennifer was in there.
Oh, good.
So she talked to everybody for a little while.
Oh, good.
And then...
both you and she have a birthday coming up.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Yes. Theoretically. We're going to be 27. We decided that if we both back each other up on the story, since we're the only other... we're the only witnesses. Uh-huh. That if we both back each other up, then we can be whatever age we want to be.
There you go. That's so honest.
She picked 27.
She's sticking at 27. Yeah.
What about your parents?
Her mother has passed away.
Her mother's passed away. My mother didn't really care. So
she doesn't live here. So
yeah, we can just do whatever we want.
You can do whoever you want.
Yeah. I've never listened to my parents anyway. Why should I listen to them tell how old I am? How do I know that they even got it right?
That.
I mean, he was born in Sulphur Springs. I wouldn't go to this hospital.
No.
There's a very good chance I'm not my parents.
Yeah.
You're not your parents?
I'm not my parents' son.
It's a good chance they were swapped. That's very likely.
We lost another one. Oh, here's one. Just give it to them. Oh.
Okay, so you went downtown. Did you see the courthouse?
Then we went to the courthouse.
Yes. Did you wander around the stairs? Well, it's a very confusing building.
It's too high.
Robert Newsom, his office wasn't open, so we didn't get to talk to him. I know.
Well, Big John was with us, too.
Big John was with us.
And he knew right away where to send anybody who had to settle a ticket. Somebody asked him, and he's like, oh, I'll tell you where it is.
It's down there.
Just down there. So tell them I said hello.
But it's really neat. It's the first time I've been in since they redid it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's
pretty, but it's a pain.
But we weren't able to get up. Jurassic was too scared to go up to the top.
It's too high.
Really?
It was fenced
off. It's too high. Right?
And it was fenced off.
It makes me nervous.
It was a little fenced off. It was a small fence.
It was a 3-foot high fence.
You could go over that fence.
But there's an obvious reason
why
the fence was there. And it was padlocked. He is a strict observer.
Aha. Uh-huh.
I'm surprised you could even get in there the way you did, because you can't get through the courthouse where I live is Manassas Courthouse, where the John Bobbitt case took place.
Uh-huh.
So... you know, you have to go in and be screened right away, and it's not like that at all.
Again, well, when they're having a trial, Sulphur Springs.
You need to be put on the map, all right? We had the John Bobbitt story.
Yeah.
Your turn.
We got nothing.
We got the Marky Follis story.
Which is?
That's where her boyfriend chucked her out of the car, and then turned around and came back and ran over her.
Oh.
Ew.
That's lovely, isn't it? I'm sure we have some.
That was the biggest trial we've had in a long time.
Yeah.
So you're due.
Hmm?
You're due.
We're due? I don't mind.
I hope not.
So you went to the courthouse. Did he take you down Davis? Did he show you where Helen went to school?
No.
No.
No, then we went to Healing. No, then we went to the county museum.
Did you go in the day spa?
No. Went to the county museum.
It's so pretty. You should have looked in there. That's where I get my nails.
We went to the Hopkins County Heritage Museum.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, over by the co-op.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So we went in there. And the lady was there, and we paid $9.
You did not.
We did.
Yeah.
And she told us all about the history of Silver Springs and about the history of the house.
That was neat.
And there were really scary dolls in there. And very creepy.
What house?
The house that the museum is in.
Oh, okay.
And what else?
We did the tour outside.
Yeah. Then we drove to the back to the Heritage Park. That's part of the $9.
Well, they moved all the houses.
They moved the houses and the church and the general store and all that.
Stores and all that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I learned what a dog run was.
Dog trot.
What is a dog trot?
It's the gap in the middle of the building where it's like a breezeway.
Yeah.
So they picked these buildings up and moved them to this one little area?
Uh-huh.
Except one of them, they dismantled.
They took apart.
Two of them. One of the log homes and the brick home. They actually took apart piece by piece and put it back together piece by piece.
That's cool.
The others they moved in one big chunk, evidently.
And then they have festivals and stuff like that.
That's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. There. It's big time.
Mm. Yeah. They all seem to be into that a little bit. They all seem to like enjoy the history and the
Heritage
kind of Park is cool.
They seem to kind of like that.
Helen and I made candles there. Remember?
Yeah.
I remember it was like 6,000 degrees and we were making candles.
I had a bicycle race there, but you weren't there for that.
Really? Oh, that's right. Yeah, I stayed home that day.
We've seen the bicycle race.
That was
they
funny.
Saw it online. Uh-huh. So then we went to the Dairy Museum, which was one museum too many.
The Dairy Museum has good ice cream.
It does. We did have ice cream.
We did have ice cream. Dan had a Dr. Pepper float.
Yeah.
Kind of lame. Dr. Pepper everything else.
Did you just have Dr. Pepper?
I had a Dr. Pepper float. Oh,
John had a cooler of Dr. Pepper in the back of his truck. So Dan was very
happy.
What
did you have, Gracie?
I had a chocolate ice cream cone that I chucked because... I know, they about how...
You're not supposed to bring that up again. I warned you.
You threw away ice cream?
No. She didn't say
I
that.
Am so
she said she had a chunk of ice cream get caught in one of her teeth.
Oh, hold on a second. You threw away ice
cream? No, she didn't.
Everyone around the table was...
I said, let us not speak of this incident. Did I not say that?
I don't care.
We care.
No, I'm so... programmed mentally to not eat a lot because of the weight thing. So I took some of it. He made me buy it. I didn't want it. He's like, oh, come on. Yeah, you can have it. So he twisted my arm. I spent and wasted $2.
So you had a couple bites and then threw it away.
I threw it away. And they all just were like, oh, my gosh. And
the only thing I talked you into was the cone part.
No, I said I wasn't going to get anything. And you said, yeah, come on.
That wasn't me.
That was you.
I just talked you into the cone part.
Yeah, that's something else. You guys call them cake cones. They're not cake cones. They're wafer cones.
I call them waffle cones.
No, not those. That's a big one.
Oh, that's a sugar cone.
Yeah, you're talking about the
skinny,
big one?
No, the skinny one.
The little one with the flat bottom?
Oh, no, that's
they're
just a cone.
Cones.
They're cup cones. That's even better.
But this cake cone thing
is...
Cake? That's what they called it?
Yeah. Isn't that weird?
No,
it's stupid.
No, that's not right.
Thank you. Thank you. See, I told you I love her.
Wow. Okay, I'm glad we got the cone.
Yeah, by this time,
fiasco sorted out.
Seriously, I'll call my dad and we'll discuss the cone situation.
Okay, well, don't mention the throwing.
I won't.
Her dad will.
I'm so sorry.
That's.
Well, I guess if we go for ice cream later, I better be careful.
Yeah.
Just don't.
Get a sundae and finish it.
No. We will give you a bite of ours.
There.
There you go. That's better. That's right.
So yeah, so we drive by Sonic, and they're saying, "Hey, we want to go to Sonic. We've heard a lot about it." And Dan's like, "What is it?" And he's looking at it out the window, like, "What is that thing? What is that place? I don't understand." It's, you know, because it's really shaped, you know, kind of weird. And mm-hmm. Well, you drive up in your car and you push a button, and a you know, lady comes out and
to drive in.
Well, we said that. That didn't help him any. So I said,
"No drive-ins."
They bring food to your car, and you eat in your car.
You eat in your car. So it's like a restaurant's drive-through. You guys have drive-through takeaways, right. Yes?
Yes.
It's like a restaurant drive-through.
Or it's a drive-in. You just
the drive-through bit. You don't take the food away and eat it somewhere else.
Right.
They used to give you a tray.
And eat. That's.
They used to give you a tray and they would hook it on your window, remember?
Yeah.
They did that in Stewart's in New Jersey.
Yes.
Actually, the word you used was, it's insane.
It's insane. It is insane. It's weirdly insane.
Well, let me tell you something. Brad and I spent a lot of time at Sonic when we dated.
We don't want to go there.
In the car.
We don't want to go there. So,
is it because there isn't really much else to go?
The Dairy Museum. We didn't live here then.
We were in Dallas.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We drove Dallas.
That's all we wanted to do.
There's Sonics in Dallas.
There's Sonic. There's Sonic in Dallas.
Yeah. Oh, I see.
So all we wanted to do was sit in the car and stare at each other. So that's what we did.
Aww. Well, and sweet. Eat in your car.
Yes.
Yes.
At
well, actually, car. We didn't really eat. We just did copes.
You still got to get in this concept down.
He doesn't understand eating in the car.
If you listen to your music, you control the temperature and, you know, you're in your little pod, your little home safe pod there.
It's a car. A car is not a place
actually,
to eat.
It's more of a car, but
I'm not going into this. Unless you take it to like a park or a lookout or a wharf or a beach somewhere.
A what?
A wharf?
Wharf.
A wharf.
A wharf. Oh, I think
a wharf.
A wharf. You know, where boats leave from.
Okay.
I
we don't
love
have,
his accent.
We don't have any of those.
You need to start talking like that.
Well, we don't have wharfs. We don't have those.
Oh man.
Hey there, boys and girls, how y'all doing?
Who let you in? Hey, nope, I
got
told
a key.
I told you we're supposed to stay out back. And did you clean up the goats yet?
I cleaned up the goats.
What'd you do with them?
You don't want to know. I just came in here to get talking about wharfs and stuff. We got plenty of wharfs around here.
Not dwarfs.
What?
Wharf, not dwarf.
That's what I said. I got two dogs in the backyard now. Half of them, and one of those dogs is half wharf.
Okay.
It is. I don't know why.
We don't believe you.
You don't believe me?
No.
Yeah, I got out one night, and when it came back, it was pregnant. And when they were born, they were half wharf.
Wolf?
That's what I said. Anyway, hey, y'all, welcome to Texas. I told you it was hot, didn't I?
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to make it cooler for us.
Well, hey, I left the door open on the trailer all day. It didn't help.
He had the swamp cooler going, but it just makes it muggy in there. It
smells funny.
What do you mean it smells funny?
Sorry.
Like, ha-ha funny, or
no,
like ew.
Like funny boy funny.
Like funny boy funny.
You speaking smell
of
funny.
Speaking of funny boy funny, what's up with them socks Dan's got on?
We gotta get those pretty. Multicolored neon
we
socks.
We gotta get a picture of them socks.
I think I had a pair of socks like that in 1985.
I've dated a couple of girls that wore socks like that.
Huh. Uh-huh. Better watch out, Dan.
Yeah.
You got pretty feet, boy.
Thank you, Buford.
Yeah, you're welcome.
That's what the.
There's something new to Buford we never knew before.
What's that?
That's what the man at the airport security said to me.
You gotta watch out for him. He's got gloves. Plastic gloves. They take you back in a room. And boy, I didn't know you weren't supposed to bring your pocket knife in there.
No, you're not meant.
I won't do it again. Good. I got a proctologist exam and everything that day.
You know, we ate about 30 minutes ago.
Really?
Yeah.
Y'all didn't have any of my possum, did you?
No.
Okay. Because I was saving that for Saturday.
We had this really nice stew.
It was stew.
Stew.
Stew!
Stew.
Faith, what'd you cook in there?
I made taco soup.
Oh, you did that chili.
But it's actually stew, you're right.
It's chili.
It's not chili.
It's not chili.
It's not stew! Stew's with my cousin who lives up in Artigen.
Where?
Artigen.
Oh, okay.
Artigen.
Artigen! It's up there in, over by Fair, Midland, over there by Odessa.
West Texas.
Just a smile and nod.
Where, yes, the, where the dust and the tumbleweeds are.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, listen, I gotta get back to the... What?
Nothing.
I'm not gonna interrupt you when you're leaving.
I'm not gonna keep you here.
Well, okay, well, I'll, well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Did you clean up the cans? But what, since you put the goats away?
Well, no, the goats ate the cans.
Okay, well, then where are the goats? Because I don't want them getting out when the company comes.
They ain't gonna get out.
Are you sure?
I got them in my kitchen, tied to the refrigerator.
Seriously? What?
Yeah, you told me to put them up. That's the only place I had left.
There's not even enough room for one person to stand in the kitchen, let alone goats.
Well, I can't help that.
Okay. Well, thank you for putting them away. That was thoughtful, I think.
They're my garbage disposal.
Oh, okay. I'm glad that works for you.
I'm just afraid they ain't going to stop at the garbage.
Yeah.
The whole trailer be gone.
You're going to chew out your mattress. You better go check.
My mattress?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord, I got my money in my mattress.
Well, you have money?
Sure. I got a whole roll of them James Monroe quarters.
Oh, yeah, Brad got one of those. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I do.
I don't think they're worth anything.
What?
I don't think they're worth anything.
One day they will be. They're collectibles.
Oh, okay.
Oh, hey, babe, by the way, Dan, you was collecting those quarters, you know, for the different states.
Yeah, that's
all the 50 of the states, you know. So when you get those, you know, all collected and everything, I got one from Mexico in there I'll give you.
Is Mexico a state of the United States? It's not, is it?
No.
Okay.
What do you mean?
Like, why would there be quarters in Mexico?
Well, they're made out of wood.
Oh, okay.
But you just give me a regular quarter and I'll give you one of them and we'll call it even.
I wouldn't trust that.
I'm not going to trust that.
Well, you can trust me! Dagnabbit. Okay, well, I'll see y'all later.
See ya. Bye.
I knew he was going to come in here because he saw your car.
He makes me tired.
All right, everybody. Well, we're going to go have ice cream. You have anything more to say about Sulphur Springs? How impressed you were with the town?
Fishing.
How exciting it was?
Oh, yeah, they went fishing.
Well, we talked about fishing at the beginning.
At the beginning. Yeah.
Well, your family, like, owns, like, the whole town.
Are you...
His family has lived in the whole town.
Yeah, but, like, everything was... My grandfather had this. This was his taxi cab store. This was this. Like, you, like, own. It's like McFadden Town.
Well, yeah. I mean, we don't own it all, but we've been
everywhere. Gosh, there was even a Buford Circle.
Yeah.
Is that related?
Yeah. It's the little Buford Park.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That was repossessed land, though.
Oh, Jake.
So,
anyway. Leave it to Buford.
Yeah. There's a show like that in the 70s, I think it was. 60s.
Leave it to Beaver.
Buford. It was the southern version.
Okay.
You know, like Hee Haw and Laughing.
Southern version of Leave It to Beaver?
Yeah, Leave It to Buford.
Leave It to Beaver.
All right. All right, and so no more impressions? I mean, are you disappointed you traveled all this way to see such a small town?
Don't eat the hot sauce.
he wants to make sure that
is my tip to those still coming. Don't eat the hot sauce, ever. No matter how much Brad smiles and bats his eyelids at you.
It says hot on the bottle.
It does, and it is hot inside the bottle.
He says, I'm not going to eat that. It says hot right on the bottle. And then he tasted it, and he was, like, dying and everything, of course. And I was like, what are you, an idiot? It says hot on the bottle.
You poured it on my finger. You said, have a drop. You pour, like, a tablespoonful.
Oh, come on.
On my finger.
Nah, you're just exaggerating.
He never exaggerated.
Ever. Three times.
All right, what were those three times?
I don't remember.
You don't know?
Yeah, I think it was really once. I just exaggerated three.
So therefore, it makes it twice.
Vile Scundius, everybody. Everybody say Vile Scundius.
Vile Scundius.
This show was sponsored by the grace of Jesus Christ. If you'd like to have your life sponsored by the Creator of the universe, then go to a Bible near you and turn to Romans 3:23, where it says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." But what does this mean? It means that before a holy and perfect God, we are all broken. If you know this to be true,
then you must admit that you were a sinner. Sin separates us from God and prevents us from being in His presence. Now, once you've admitted you are a sinner, you must be willing to turn from sin. In Romans 6:23, it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord." So how do we become right with God? We need a way to be forgiven for our sins, and that way is through the sacrifice and raising up of Jesus Christ. In Romans 5:8, it says, "But God demonstrates His own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Through prayer, invite Jesus into your life to become your personal Savior. It says in Romans 10:10, "For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved." It also says in Romans 10:13, "For whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." If you know these things in your heart, then here's an example of what you might pray. "Dear God, I am a sinner and I need forgiveness. I believe that Jesus Christ shed His blood and died for my sin. I'm willing to turn from sin, and I ask Jesus to come into my heart and my life as my personal Savior." Open yourself up to the infinite grace of God, and it will change your life for eternity. This offer is non-refundable. Valid in all states. No further purchase is necessary.